how long does this guy have to be fucking dead before he is off of my television?
The music sounds louder than our voices.
Got a lot of news, a lot of music coming. And a lot of bullshit.
So I think we talked now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Leechburg Radio Show is back, possibly better than ever.
For the, I guess this is a Christmas holiday edition of the Leechburg Radio Show.
Well, I guess so. I don't know. I'd like to call it a return myself. It's kind of my fault that we haven't been doing any in a fucking long ass time.
This is gonna be our big. There's going to be predictions for the new year and horoscopes and all that.
See, I didn't fucking know that. I came very unprepared. But the good thing about, you know, having so fucking many months in between the last radio show and this one is I got lots of shit to bitch about.
I have a few stories here and there, but, I mean, I haven't... You have been through quite...
Yeah, I guess your sentence ending there.
Dilemmas and such.
But yeah, that's going to be interesting to get into. But right now, I just want to talk about you.
What about?
I don't know. I don't know. How did you feel when Fat Albert won the election? I don't know. He's black.
Well, I certainly wasn't for McCain. I don't think you were either. Or were you?
I was all for McCain, dude. I called that shit years ago. I think, in fact, if you go back and listen to some of our old radio shows, you'll hear me say McCain. And now I have to graciously say, fuck you, I'm still right. He's not dead yet.
Yeah, this Obama thing, it's just going to be bad. I don't think I need to even say that. If you have a brain you can see, it's going to be bad. This whole going green bullshit. Which, by the way, I really want to talk about this. Okay? First, it was the global warming crisis. Then, it was the gas price crisis. The oil crisis. And now, it's the economy crisis. Well, I reject this crisis. And I reject all of the crises. I don't think they're happening. I don't think there's a recession. I think it's all bullshit. It's all propaganda and hype. Just like the other ones were. I reject it. Period. I'm done with it. I'm tired of them... fucking fear-mongering crises every time another one ends. What happened to global warming? How come no one's talking about that anymore? Because it never existed. Just like the gas prices are now down to like $1.50. So what was the big deal with this shit then? Like, I remember a specific newscaster, I won't mention any names, Glenn Beck, but he was talking that once oil hit over $100 a barrel, it was over. The world was going to end, Mad Max. Oh, guess what? We're still here. And gas prices are cheap now. So this crisis is probably going to be done next week. And they'll move on to the next thing. We'll bring back the electric car again. And fucking corn will be depleting or some shit.
A corn crisis. That's not something...
Or potato famine or something.
But, yeah. Actually, global warming, I was actually wanting to bring that up too. And the lack thereof. Like, I mean, it's December, it's cold outside, there's snow on the ground.
It was snowing in November, actually, as well.
I think we're on pace. That's how fucking shit works. But, yeah. But the fucking economy crisis, you're absolutely right about that. It's sort of like a something creative to say there.
I don't know, it's like a... I don't know where you were going with that.
Neither do I. It's like, move on.
But by the way, GM and I think it was Chrysler, right? They were just denied that bailout. Ford said, we don't want your fucking money. But GM and Chrysler denied. Barack Obama was for it. Congress is for it. The White House is for it. But the fucking Senate, they lost the vote. So they're going to tank by the end of the year, supposedly. That's going to lose jobs. Well, newsflash, these are car companies, not job companies. Okay? They're not here to make jobs. They're here to make cars. If no one's buying cars, then they're going to go out of business. Period. You can't keep these people afloat just to have jobs. It's stupid.
Obviously, the bailout was a really big mistake. Like, why just hand them fucking money? That's a really dumb thing to do, especially when the economy is already in the shitter. Why? I mean, obviously, economics 101, you got to spend money to make money. but you gotta spend it wisely. You don't give money to a failing fucking company to expect some type of gross or profit. That doesn't happen. What happens is you fucking put your money in a fucking toilet and you flush it when you give it to stupid companies like that. It's a really fucking stupid thing to do.
The thing is, even if they go out, another company's gonna replace them. Another, even like Toyota or something.
Cars aren't gonna stop being made. And as far as these fucking factory workers who are going to lose their jobs, why don't you come fucking over to the Mushroom Mines, all right? We're always hiring, motherfucker.
You know, there's a GM near the Monroeville Mall, right? Okay,
yeah.
It's going out of business, and there's all these jobs there. I went up to the mall, and there was hundreds of people there, just in all the different food restaurants and stuff, and every place is, like, help wanted. So there's no jobs being lost here. It's just these fucking people with their pensions and GM and shit that are fucking, like, politicking for this bailout, and it's not happening.
Yeah, okay. So sucks to be you. Fuck off. Like, I don't... Like I said, man, I fucking, for months, have been working at the fucking Mushroom Mines. Alright? I don't know if you're aware of what this fucking is, but it's a mine. You go underground. It's the only one in America. And you pick mushrooms. That's what I do for a living. It's backbreaking work, and I fucking make shit money, alright? Shit money. Alright, but you know what? I'd rather have these fucking fat cats and assholes be my co-workers than the 200-some-odd illegal Mexicans that work with me. And I'm not even fucking being racist or making that shit up. They're 100% illegal.
And this is in Pennsylvania,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, Pennsylvania. Alright, just think, alright, we are now being overrun, especially in my area, and then in the Butler community as well, by illegal fucking Mexicans. You go up to the fucking Walmart or Foodland or grocery store up there, you see these fucking Mexicans. They're fucking school bused. They're literally school bused everywhere they go, that there are so many of them. Fucking two school buses bring them to work. They're fucking, like, they sit, like, two or three to a fucking seat.
Playing whistleblower, huh?
It's fucking ridiculous. And then they get in there, and they don't even fucking speak English. One, obviously, because they're illegal. And again, I know they're fucking illegal. There are only two fucking legal Mexicans who work there. Two. Out of, like, 200-some-odd Mexican workers there. There are so many fucking illegal Mexicans at my job that the fucking bathroom doors say hombre and dama. Not male and female, or men and female, or
doesn't
whatever.
Doesn't even say that on
no.
It. That's sickening.
Hombre and dama. If I wasn't fucking too intelligent to see that my bathroom doesn't have a fucking guy wearing a dress, I might have walked into the female one, because
you
it says dama.
You should walk into the female one as a point that you don't read Spanish. So they should have English on those doors like they used to.
Yeah, that is fucking ridiculous. And they smell. Like...
Well, obviously, they're coming in buses. Where the fuck do they shower at? They stay.
I don't know, but...
Probably, like, sleep in their fucking...
One thing I was always against was people, like, stereotyping cultures and shit. Because... Because, like, you always see, like, those old-timers who are like, yeah, I fucking worked with these niggers. They're all like that. I always felt kind of bad for the said niggers. All right? But I completely understand where they're coming from. If those niggers were anything like these Mexicans... Then, yeah, like, I have no respect for the Mexican people now, because I work with them. I know the general populace of Mexico. They're filthy, they fucking stink, they don't speak English, and they give you the fucking weirdest look every time you walk by them. Might just be me, but I don't know.
They talk about you behind your back in fucking Spanish.
I got them fucking back one day. There's a time... See, at my place of employment, we have to wear beard nets if we have any facial hair. That fucking itches. I hate them. And I don't like to shave. Unless I'm doing a Ra's al Ghul thing, which I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
But, fucking, yeah. So I was like, you know, fuck it. I'm gonna wear a bandana on my face. So I went in there looking like a fucking cowboy, like fucking Jesse James. Bandana wrapped around my face, covering it up.
Or some kind of fucking MS-13 gangster.
Yeah. Fucking, and, you know, my boss got a kick out of it, and she let me do it. So I just fucking started doing that. And I go into the bathroom, and there's a group of fucking Mexicans just standing there, not going to the bathroom, not washing their hands, just fucking loitering in the bathroom. And as soon as I walk in and I fucking start going, they look at me like, holy shit, what's this guy doing with a bandana on his face? And I fucking gave him this really weird look, and I fucking grunted.
You need to see this look. We need a video camera.
And they fucking left, man. They were terrified. It was awesome. So ever since then, I kind of have a little bit of respect. They don't fuck with me like they fuck with the rest of the people. And you know what else they do? They fucking lay on the ground by all the vending machines and pick up all the fucking loose change.
That's something I would do.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm saying they're preventing me from doing it. So not only are they taking all of our jobs, but they're taking all of our loose change.
I got something... go off on a tangent here, which I think is fine. about two things. One, at the Maruvo Mall, they actually have, like, okay, I understand at the Japanese and the Chinese restaurant having foreigners there, but at the Subway, they have a guy I can't understand. He's talking to me like, I don't know what the fuck he's saying, so I just say, yeah, I wanted a meatball sub, there was no meatballs, that's fine, I got a spicy Italian. But I was going to get something else on it, but I was in fear of saying the wrong thing and getting some kind of, like, disgusting ingredient on there that I didn't want, so I just took the bare minimum for what to put in the sandwich. And two, you know, I was just saying about MS-13, they're like this Mexican gang type of thing, it's like this fucking... It's kind of a secretive gang, but they have it on AMC all the time, if you ever watch Gangland. And there's this even secreter shadow group of people fighting these people in Mexico, on the borders of Mexico, in Mexico and in Texas. They're like these renegade cowboy guys or something. They're so secretive that no one even knows who's in it or what these people are, but they know of them. But they fight this... There's like these fucking gang wars going on down there between like Texas Rangers and this... Mexican gang, and I think that's really interesting.
That's badass. Like, that's cool.
But they, like, on Gangland, they briefly talked about that because they don't even know about this. Like, I think it's cool that we could get people on our side in this, and to fight gangs with gangs. Like, I imagine these guys have, like, shotguns, like, sawed-off one-handed shotgun shit, and, like... Phone's ringing. But anyways, okay. That's all I had to say about that.
Yeah, I completely fucking agree with that shit, and fucking producer not gonna get up and fucking answer it, no? Fucking...
This is the professionalism of our show, that a phone rings and
Let me tell you, if that's Mitchell, I'm gonna punch him in the face.
Everyone stops.
But, yeah, dude, that's fucking... That is really actually kind of cool. I wonder if, like, if they play, like, the Texas Ranger theme song when they fucking get ready to go out there and shoot the Mexicans.
I don't know, but I'm thinking that kind of shit could start happening here very easily with some kind of people going after these illegal aliens. And
dude, I'm all for it. Sign me up. I'll take you to their jobs. You can fucking get them when they're underground. They have no escape route.
Because these MS-13 gangs are fucking scary. Because they're like, they have no morals or anything. Like these gangs, you know, they always start off with like some kind of code where we only kill the other guy, and then somewhere along the line they start killing women and children. And it just, the line blurs, and these people go nuts. And I think since these illegal aliens are all over the place around here, that shit will start coming here. Like, you'll start seeing these fucking spray-painted things on brick walls of these gangs. You'll start seeing these people walking around the streets with, like, guns in their... Like, around Leechburg, with guns tucked in their pants.
That would be a sight to see, but fucking... Yeah, I could believe it. As fucking... As much of them... You know, that are fucking there at the fucking Deco Mushroom Lines in fucking Worthington.
Although, maybe a little bit of a gang cleanup here might not be so bad, considering you've got people running their mouth like Justin Richards.
I haven't heard anything of Justin Richards in a long time.
He's living with this, okay, Justin Richards is this annoying douchebag we used to know. And, he's living with
We've bitched about him before.
This fat friend, A-Bomb. I guess they're living together. I don't know if it's some kind of common law marriage or something. But...
Well, I mean, it'd have to be common law.
He's still living with them. I don't know what the deal with that is.
How about Prop 8?
Okay, you're going to expect our position to be against gay marriage, because we kind of have a conservative vibe going on by the beginning, but no, that's not the case at all. Because, you see, I don't think anybody's rights was taken away with this Proposition 8 thing, but I think gays should have the right to marry, and, here's why. Because marriage is a religious ceremony type of thing, not everyone who gets married is religious. Most people who get married aren't even religious and don't even go to church. So what does it matter? It's not like if two gay people get married that all of a sudden the title marriage is suddenly devalued and it means less between a man and a woman. And just because it's defined in the Bible or in the dictionary as between a man and a woman doesn't mean it has to be. I mean, most gay people are fine with their common law or civil union things, but...
It's the Rosie O'Donnells that worry me, and it's like, but I don't know what she has to bitch about, because she was one of the fucking people who were allowed to be married. You know what I mean? It's like,
that's the problem with this is we I'm for the gay marriage thing, but
it's just the assholes. Like every group has assholes. But even the gay community.
Like the only gay people in the gay community that are for it are like the fringe, like the nutcase. You know, spray a rainbow cross on a church or something, or
it's like I don't give a shit.
Walk around wearing fucking chains and stuff in a parade, which is
fucking ridiculous. It's like, that's exactly it. I'm totally cool. You do what you want to do. I do what I want to do. You guys want to be gay? That's cool. I want to sit on the couch and watch cartoons. As long as I can do that, I'm cool with it. But when my fucking cartoons are interrupted by your gay pride parades, I mean, that's pretty much the definition of forcing yourself onto me. I don't like it.
And what's, don't they have black pride parades, too?
Yeah, I don't have
white pride parades.
I'm not just talking about the gays, dude. Like, everyone has their own fucking thing. And you know what? The dude abides. I'm cool with it. Just don't fucking force it on me. And when you hold these fucking huge public ceremonies, you're forcing it on me. I don't like that one fucking bit. I'm totally cool for gay marriage. If dogs can get married, I think a fucking gay dudes, gay women should be able to get married.
You know, gay people don't make me uncomfortable. I'm not homophobic, but gay men kissing, that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're fucking... I guess the good way to escape that is to just not hang out with your brother so much, but...
Or you.
Well, obviously.
That was real quick, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Fucking... But yeah, I don't even remember what I was
you
saying.
You know they have a gay basketball league?
I didn't.
You can't be straight and be in the gay basketball league, but you can be gay and be in the straight basketball league. What's up with that discrimination?
Am I not allowed to watch the gay basketball league because I happen to not be gay?
I don't know. They watch it for different reasons than you would watch it. Unless, I don't know. But see, it's like this segregation type of thing. Like, I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for. Discrimination. Just like the affirmative action bullshit where you don't want to be equal, you want to be above.
Yeah.
Period. That's the truth. So just come out and say it. Just come out with your black pride bullshit.
And you know, like, really the thing is, like, if you want to be above, you don't have to go to such great lengths. I'll let you win. I fucking really, like I said, I like to watch cartoons and sit on the couch. Like, if I can do that...
I'm not apologizing for slavery.
Yeah, I'm not either.
They want us to. I'm not doing it.
You know what? I fucking recently found out I'm 1/4 Jewish.
Really? That...
Yeah.
That ruined your whole deal.
Yeah. But that explains the curly hair. So...
In the whiny Jew voice.
but...
The big nose.
Yeah. I was actually fucking... I was like, holy fucking shit.
I don't
want to
say you have a big nose.
I never fucking realized it. I saw a picture of myself from, like, the side for the first time. I never saw my fucking nose. And it's a fucking hook-ass Jew nose.
It's not too bad.
And I fucking have thick-ass eyebrows, curly hair. I have Jew facial hair. It doesn't really grow in thick, but it's there. And fucking... Yeah. I'm cheap. I'm Jewish, dude. It fucking... That doesn't change
right,
my
though.
Opinion. It doesn't change my opinion. Fuck the Jews.
It doesn't really change anything about this show, either.
That was fucking... It's like, the day they sat me down and told me I wasn't Canadian, that hurt. But the day that they sat me down and told me I was Jewish...
When did you think you were Canadian? I thought that was just a big lie you made up.
It was. And I sort of fell into my own hype and believed it for
a
while.
You do that sometimes.
There's a difference between Andrew Christie the character and Andrew Christie the person, and sometimes I lose that boundary.
Lines blur.
Exactly.
But speaking of gay people, I saw a video the other day, I think maybe 2 or 3 days ago, about...
Hold on
this guy.
A second. That was a terrible segue. We were talking about me, and you said, speaking of gay people.
Well,
let's just go back to the first, okay, the tandem of Prop 8. Now, speaking of gay people, go ahead.
Okay. So there's this video, this naked dude, full frontal gay, naked, whatever... Okay, there's a glass jar on the floor, and he sits down on it. You know, shoves it up his ass. You've probably seen this a couple times from people shoving big things up their ass. But here's where it gets interesting. He sits down with it, and all of a sudden you hear a pop, and the glass jar shatters inside of his asshole. So he stands up a little bit, and he starts. And there's a big pool of blood on the floor now, and he's picking the glass out of his big stretched asshole.
And this was planned?
I know, I don't think so, but...
No one plans that.
But he put it on the internet, and it's real. There's no faking here, because you see it pop. Like, you can see his, like, asshole... It's fucking gross. You don't need to watch it. You will. You'll want to after hearing that, but...
You've already hyped it.
Fucking, that is fucking... I love... See, honestly, without you, I'd never get to see shit like that. I can't actively look for that. I don't know how. But, like, thanks to you, I got to watch a dude blow a dolphin. And I'm a better person for it.
I don't think you'll be a better person for this, but it's unique.
But, yeah, dude, it's like...
Although, I don't know if this guy's gay or not, because if he is, I mean, that...
I don't think shoving a jar up your ass technically makes you gay.
And you wonder where this AIDS shit comes from with all these cuts in this guy's asshole when he goes and fucks some guy in a gay bar.
Yeah. I think that pretty much explains it.
I always wondered this myself about, like, sexually transmitted diseases. So they have to start somewhere, right? So they start at one person, and somehow, like, this had to start... When did STDs really come around, though? Like, become, like...
Huge?
Common, yeah, like in the
70s. Like 70s, 80s.
So one person goes and fucks someone else, and it's like a big pyramid thing. But, like, where does it start at? How does that person get that disease? It's just...
Starts with the guy with the glass in his ass. It's sort of where that shit starts. It's fucking...
Like,
it's
I wonder if you, how you get a, like, a... chlamydia or something without...
And, like, fucking bitches fucking chairs.
Not just from a toilet seat or something. Like, where does that come from in nature? I'm not really... I don't really look this stuff up all the time.
You don't hear about, like, deer with chlamydia.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
a lot
weird
of STDs in the fucking animal world. You know, you don't really hear.
So, like, so someone you know has chlamydia. So this dude fucked this bitch that you obviously know if you know him. And then she had to fuck this guy, and this guy had to fuck this bitch, et cetera, et cetera. So somewhere along the line, someone had to fuck someone who, you know, it's just one of those things where you can never know how it even started.
Just one of life's big mysteries.
Although they say that AIDS started from eating a monkey. I don't believe that.
Eating a monkey?
Eating a monkey meat or some shit. I don't know if I believe that. I certainly don't believe that the government spread it on the people.
Oh, obviously, that's a dumb thing to say. But I found this monkey. I never heard that before. I knew that it started with the monkeys, but I'm kind of fucked up in the head, and I thought it was from having sex with them. And so that's what I thought, was like these fucking people were fucking monkeys, and then, bam, AIDS.
Where'd the monkey get the AIDS from? How come there's not an AIDS epidemic for monkeys? Because I am assuming they're pretty promiscuous, aren't they? They don't exactly...
this is a species that constantly gets joy out of pissing in each other's mouths and shit. They have a lot of fetishes that if we did it, it would be sick, but because they do it, it's cute.
I don't think anyone sees that as cute.
you're fucking looking at them.
Listen, if you look it up,
you think it's cute to watch monkeys piss
in
their mouth?
It's my favorite pastime. So, yeah, it's a lot better than watching an Asian chick fucking stomp a cat's head open, you fucking sick asshole.
I think that was fake.
I hope, dude.
Did you just see that video?
No, you showed me it years ago, and I'm going to finally admit it. Part of me died with that cat.
Okay.
I faked the laugh the whole time. You guys were laughing your ass off, I was dying inside.
No one was laughing. You're just lying.
That shit fucked me up.
Wasn't really funny.
No, it was fucking sick. Like, fucking Ray, alright? Friend of the radio show, Ray Delancey, shows me the shit on his phone. He hands me his phone and he's like, here, dude, I can't even get through all these. There's 20 pictures. It's shit porn. He's like, isn't that shit gross? I was like, no. He's like, he couldn't even get through half of them and I wanted more. It's like, and it's because of you. Like, I don't have, like, a sick-ass fetish. It's just that I'm no longer grossed out by anything.
Did you see the cake fart video?
Yes, you showed me
that. That was interesting.
Yeah.
They took the farting porn to a whole new level by just sitting and farting on a cake. I don't know.
It's funny. It's like...
But see, this started somewhere. Okay, I was reading this... I can't remember what this website was, but this guy was talking about how this all started. Like, he made this video. Okay, so he was in, like, a... He had this fetish for farting, and for some reason there was a cake or something, and he's like, huh. So he just hired a model to do it in a hotel room or something. And this one guy started this cake farting thing for, like, in, like, the 80s. I don't know how you could, like, how much money he paid this person.
Peach?
But no, it's some kind of gross gum. It tastes real bad. But, like, these fetishes just start from one sick motherfucker. I mean, he seemed like a normal guy, actually, but he just had this one weird fetish. I don't know. I imagine that's how shit porn started. One guy, like, for some reason was taking a shit and he stood up and looked down and, like, that might be tasty.
I've always wondered what shit tasted like. I'm just too afraid to try it.
Some things in life you don't need to know.
like, would you eat shit if it wasn't shit but, like, your favorite food?
No. I don't know. What if you shit pizza?
Yeah, it's sort of.
If we went to an alternate universe right now and we ship pizza and we ate
would
shit.
Would you eat it?
Yeah. Because
all right, then.
Cause we'd be eating
so I'm not
shit
so
instead of pizza and we'd be shitting pizza.
Yeah, so it's still shit.
Those people would think it was shit.
Unless
shit
the, okay, you're telling me the shit tastes like pizza.
In our
it
world.
It is the pizza. Yeah, then I would eat it. I don't know. Unless in that world it made you sick.
It's
or
like
something.
In our world, like if you took a shit and if you could look at that shit knowingly know that if you put that in your mouth, it's not going to taste like shit. But like fucking pork chops and mashed potatoes all mashed up into one fucking gravy bowl.
I have a feeling it won't because of how it smells. If I took
that's
a shit
where, that's the shit's defense. It doesn't want you to eat it again. It's already been through that once. It doesn't want to be digested again.
If I took a shit and it smelled really, really good and it actually looked good, like it still looked like a turd but like a really fancy turd or something.
With like parsley.
That might be the time that I would film a video of me eating it for like the internet. And we'd put it up on our YouTube account that has like two videos. But otherwise, I'm never going to do that. Now, I would like to see someone else do it in my presence. Like, maybe you, since you are curious.
I'm just curious for radio show purposes.
But, like, I would probably never, ever be able to eat again after watching you put a turd in your mouth.
I can't imagine ever putting a turd in my mouth. Like I said, I'm too afraid to try it. I'm just curious. Like, the only way to know if it actually tastes like shit is to try it.
Have you ever seen Pink Flamingos?
Yeah.
She eats a dog turd in it. Or he, she, whatever it was, that big, fat transvestite. The movie's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there's this part where her brother in the movie, she starts just sucking his dick for some reason. Like, Joan Waters just...
He's a weird guy.
Yeah, there's no reason for that in that movie.
He just fucking was like, hey, I'm making a movie, let's do something stupid.
I understand he's gay and everything. I don't know, maybe he gets off on making weird fucking movies.
How about Wanda Sykes being gay? That was weird when he told me that. It was fucking...
You know, she was never attractive.
Yeah, I could never picture doing anybody, let alone a woman.
You doing a woman?
I said her.
Maybe she was giving off a dyke pheromone or something.
I don't know how you just suddenly become lesbian. I don't know.
I don't know how they're...
Should become lesbian.
Like...
But...
Fucking...
I had something, and I lost it.
Fucking, how about funny people? Warn the viewers, listeners, about funny people.
What funny people?
The movie.
Oh, it's Funny Games.
Funny Games.
Well, right. And, like, near the end of the movie, they just, like, it's this torture porn type of movie, like Hostel, only much worse. Because throughout the movie, like, they kill the kid in front of the parents and stuff, and they're, like, torturing them. Then the woman gets a gun, and she shoots the guy, and then the movie rewinds. And that didn't happen. The guy who made the movie was fucking with the audience. It was a avant-garde, some kind of a fucking social experiment. Like, you know, one of these Stanley Kubrick dumb motherfuckers. I can't stand him, by the way. 2001 A Space Odyssey is just an endurance test.
Yeah.
To how long you could, like, wow, I want to watch a spaceship float around for 20 minutes.
Like
and then
the sequel. You would like the sequel.
Yeah, the sequel's good, whatever. I'm never going to see a sequel unless I see the original, and I'm never going to watch the original, so the sequel can rot along with the original.
And Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. But in this movie, they just rewind past it, and he says that the movie's like a game. If you sit through the movie the whole way, then you need it. But if you don't, then you didn't need it. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, I don't need anything.
Basically, to win the movie, you don't watch it. So why even make this movie? Where are these people like Gus Van Sant? Okay, his new recent movie is Milk, about some kind of gay senator. Well,
yeah, but Milk is going to be an Oscar-winning movie.
Actually, it's only... I think Sean Penn's only up for Best Actor or something. James Francisco or Fransco, whatever that guy's
James
name
Franco.
Is.
James
Franco.
I like James
Pineapple
Franco.
Pineapple Express plays like the gay senator or whatever.
He looks hilarious.
In that movie?
Like, yeah. I think, honestly, I think James Franco being in that movie is, like, there's an inside joke somewhere that we're not getting. Because the trailer for it, he's funny as hell.
I don't know, maybe he's just a good actor, I don't know. I like Pineapple Express a lot, I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I watched the first half hour.
You didn't like it?
I loved it, it's just I couldn't stand watching it on the internet. If it comes out next month, I'll buy it.
It's really good.
Fucking, I noticed I'm wearing this Why So Serious shirt.
Yeah.
We're at the 30-minute mark. We have a lot more interesting things to talk about. And first of all, let's talk about the release of The Dark Knight. See, now, obviously, you think I'm a fanboy, and you might be right. I love Batman. I love The Dark Knight. I read comics. I'm that fanboy. But you know what? After watching it 13 times, I'm really starting to get pissed off at it. For instance, there's one thing that really pisses me off, and that the Joker paints his face.
Why? That's the whole character, though.
The Joker doesn't paint his face.
Look,
the fact that the Joker paints his face actually ruins the Joker. The Joker is the type of mind and personality that isn't going to sit in front of a mirror and think of vanity. He doesn't fucking paint his face to shock people. You know, it's just fucking bam. He's disfigured, and he kind of looks like a clown. Makes him go insane, hence why he wears purple outfits.
What's the explanation for him painting his face in the movie?
There is none.
I didn't even think of this.
He paints his fucking face.
I forgot about the origin of the Joker.
Would never fucking just sit there. He's not the type of character to paint his face for shock value. He just goes out and does things. He says that in the movie. I'm like a dog chasing cars. I just do things. Well, if you just did things, you wouldn't pre-plan it by painting your face. Plot flaw. Fuck you.
Plus, I'm going to say something you might not even agree with, but I don't think Heath Ledger deserves his best supporting actor Oscar.
Dude, I've been saying this for months. I like Heath Ledger. I love every one of his movies. He was a good actor.
The Brothers Grimm is excellent.
Yeah, I love The Brothers Grimm.
I never gave that movie a chance, but it's really good, but...
Fucking... I'm down with Heath Ledger. I was way before anybody else. I love The Knight's Tale. I saw 10 Things I Hate About You in theaters. Alright? I was on the fucking bandwagon before there was a bandwagon. But fucking... The Joker is a plot device. The character does not deserve an Oscar. He can be recognized. It was a fucking good performance. But, I mean, as far as acting goes, like, Aaron Eckhart... fucking killed that movie.
I think anyone could play the Joker, and you may not agree with this, but I think anyone could do that. Like, anyone could play crazy. It's pretty easy to play crazy. Look at, like, Jack Nicholson or something, who never really acted until, like, the late 80s, really. And he just played Jack Nicholson in all his movies.
Yeah.
And because, like, playing crazy, like, Batman, I could do that. I could do the Joker character. Although, probably not as good, because I'm not a method actor who overdoses.
Yeah. But seriously, like, that really fucking pissed me off. And I ignored it for so long. And I'm reading the script the other day, and how it's constantly referred to as makeup. I let it slide, because in the movie there's never really any explanation. There's never really a shred of evidence to suggest that he actually paints his face.
Except for when he doesn't have the paint on.
Yeah. Which... You could be like, okay, well, in Batman 89, he painted his face to look like skin. So, that he could have been disguising himself. In the interrogation room, it's smeared.
Yeah, but, that is true.
But diseases and infections can get worse and get better. That's what I was forcing myself to believe. And then I'm rereading the script, and it's constantly referred to as makeup, and then it fucking hit me. You know, if it is, it's fucking really dumb. It's incredibly stupid, and it ruins the character as a whole. When he says he just fucking does things, he's not going to sit there in front of a mirror and paint his fucking face.
It's a kind of hot topic thing, you know, where like, I don't care about anyone else, I don't want any attention.
And I've brought this up with other fucking people, and none of them care. None of them fucking care. They're willing to just be fucking blinded by this. And one of the arguments that I got today was, it's a movie based in reality. Don't fucking make a movie from a comic book that is not reality-based and try and turn it into a fucking reality. That's the problem with 90% of every fucking comic book movie, is this fucking director-writer fucking misconception that people want to see a reality-based movie. That's not fucking true. I'm going in because I'm a fan of the source material.
What about that part where he's
Do not change it.
What about that part where he's in, like, China or wherever, and he jumps out of that building and, like, grapply hooks onto that airplane or whatever, and then flies away? Wouldn't they shoot that fucking plane down or something over the water? After he just broke into this office building and shit.
I mean, China, they're...
Look, he is Batman.
It is suspension of disbelief and whatnot, but if you're going to use that as an argument, then you better be ready to defend every fucking stupid point of the movie.
Yeah.
I also don't like the Batman Gravely voice. I don't know if you still...
I do. He has to disguise himself, and he doesn't always have it while he's Batman. When he's with Rachel Doss, he's fucking... Christian Bale.
That's because she knows who he is.
Yeah, exactly. So he doesn't have to disguise
his voice. Michael Keaton Batman voice was excellent.
Michael Keaton Batman was fucking terrible.
The voice, though, the way he did the voice for Batman to disguise his voice was good. I liked it.
Michael Keaton was a good Bruce Wayne. Val Kilmer was a good Batman.
I don't know. Michael Keaton as Bruce Wayne was a little bit too, I don't know how you say he seems more...
What about George Clooney?
...friendly and open type of thing. I don't know, Michael Keaton wasn't that good of a choice.
Well, he was Beetlejuice, so obviously he was the right choice.
Yeah, that was a good role, actually, Beetlejuice. You could hardly tell it was him.
I love Beetlejuice. You know who I fucking hate? Tim Burton. I'm back on hating him again. Because I saw what he did to fucking Mad Hatter. Did you see that picture of the Mad Hatter from the Alice in Wonderland movie? You don't want to fucking see it, dude. It is fucking... Because of this, I'm no longer on the Johnny Depp bandwagon as well.
That he would let this go on?
Because it is a terrible fucking photo. I will find it. I will post it. You will see it. It is fucking awful. It's an embarrassment. Picture every bit of the emo culture rolled into, like, this, the fucking Alice in Wonderland. You can be dark without being emo. I'm just saying. It's been done.
Tim Burton did Batman, Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, Ed Wood. These are all very different movies from each other. Then somewhere between Nightmare Before Christmas and maybe Corpse Bride or something, or I don't know. I couldn't really pinpoint it, but he just started working into the emo Hot Topic formula where he just caters for this audience of dumbass people.
Well,
The Big Fish was a... In there somewhere.
Yeah, that was he sneezed.
I don't know if he had, I think he was just producer or something, or just like a.
I think he directed it, but that was regardless, a good movie. It is a good movie. But that is sort of the minority.
But now he
as far as looks go,
he's just into this this formula. Even Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was a little bit like that. With I don't care if it's closer to the book. The book probably sucks ass. I never read it. I wouldn't read Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I read
book.
Some of the book. They talk about masturbating.
That's dumb.
It's a kid's book, man.
I don't know. Like you said, the songs in that remake were fucking bad.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's my major problem. I fucking hate the music.
I enjoyed the other parts of it.
I'm fucking... Yeah, dude. So, let's talk about a fucking... So I love The Dark Knight, but... On this edition of the radio show, I'm going to say, fuck it. Thumbs down.
I've only seen it once.
I just got done watching it before we fucking did this.
Whoa, watch the thumbs. We don't want to get sued.
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, never mind.
Roger Ebert won't sue us.
Yeah. Huh,
big fan of his.
I'm not.
I don't know why. I just became I've never been a fan of a movie critic before,
but
he
thinks he's the shit.
I enjoy his movie.
There was
reviews.
A really terrible movie that I fucking hated that he gave 4 stars, so...
Last Days?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to talk about this fucking Gus Van Sant and his Milk movie. What the hell is this guy doing? In general, this Milk movie just is so... It's just such a coincidence it came out during this Prop 8 shit. It's just pure propaganda. I was listening to someone else talk about this. I never even heard of this Harvey Milk guy. I don't think he did anything for the game. He's just some fucking fag mayor or whatever. And they make him more important than he ever was. And now they're trying... And it's probably... The only reason it was released right now is because of the Prop 8 bullshit.
And the Oscars.
I don't know what... I don't know about Frost Nixon either. It looks good. I hear good reviews. But I'm thinking it's going to be such a liberal fucking movie. Because Ron Howard directed it. I don't know how he leans, but you don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm very aware of Frost Nixon. In fact, I like him as an actor. I'm excited to see his next role, though. More than that, fucking movie. And that's a movie that you don't like, so I don't even know why I'm going to talk about
what?
It. It's the new Underworld.
Yeah, not a fan.
I can understand why people aren't fans of it. There are certain aspects that I don't like either. But
hey, I liked Ultraviolet, so I don't know where I'm coming from on hate for stuff. Because that movie is dreadful, but I liked every second of it.
Fucking, I don't know. Ron Howard did the Da Vinci Code, so as far as...
I couldn't even get through that movie.
I mean, so that's kind of liberal.
Tom Hanks with some kind of balding mullet, and in the first 20 minutes, I'm turning it off. I'm confused. I didn't know what was going on. But yeah, the first 20 minutes, I don't know, there's a car chase and he's being set up by something. I don't know. I guess I would have to pay a more keen eye to it instead of just thinking I was going to shut my brain off and enjoy it as some kind of...
Oh, no, you can't shut your brain off. I watched it and enjoyed it once, and I never really watched it again. I've had opportunities. I was maybe I will, and then I change it. Because, I don't know, it's not really that good. But it merited a sequel.
Which one does that come out?
Soon, next year-ish.
Speaking of new movies, what do you think of Watchmen? Now, I couldn't even get past the first two pages of the graphic novel. I just didn't like it.
I think Watchmen is the first true and blue comic book movie ever.
Punisher. The Punisher. It's pretty much true to the comic. I haven't seen it yet, but so I hear.
I was going to talk about that. I don't want to do it this soon, but, like, I'm talking as far as the superhero stereotype is concerned. Whereas, do you ever, like, in Mystery Men, when they're actually parodying the superhero that, like, Greg Kinnear plays, where he's,
that was based off a Flame and Carrot comic.
Yeah, so, like, it's, like, really the first true and blue comic book movie, whereas it's not at all going to be ruined by this reality-based fucking mentality people have. Everything about that movie looks like a comic book.
I think I can actually explain why I didn't like Watchmen, because when it was made, this wasn't cliche, but now the anti-hero Rorschach faggot guy, that's just cliche now. Like, that character type has been done so many times in comics and movies that when I read it, it just seemed like shit I've already seen and read, and I wasn't interested in it. But I'm going to give the movie a chance.
20, 25 years ago, that was a new concept.
Yeah. So I think it was the first of its kind, really.
But, yeah, and then, like, you got the movie. You got these people who are straight up 100% dressed the way they dress in the comic, act the way they do in the comic. So, and Zack Snyder did it, who is fucking a visionary.
What's he done before?
300.
Haven't seen
it. You could pause 300, and it's a fucking page out of the graphic novel.
Speaking of graphic novel movies, what about this, The Spirit, okay? It says from the creators of 300 and Sin City. It just seems like that movie is totally riding off of that style.
Well,
it just seems like a Me Too.
It's because Frank Miller
is a hack.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going with. Frank Miller can't really fucking be creative. He had the dark look for Sin City, and he's like, wow, you know what, maybe I could try and do something different, or I could just go back to the well. And the movie's going to fail. It's supposed to be terrible. But you know what? I have faith in it, because the same people who are saying it sucks are the same people who are saying Battlefield Earth sucks. And they're comparing this film to Battlefield Earth, and I love Battlefield Earth.
I liked it, too. I think it was decent if you give it a chance, instead of, like, most people who go in and watch it just like, Ron Hubbard, But
yeah, so fucking, I like Battlefield Earth.
It's not a bad movie. It's more or less your typical sci-fi movie. It's much better than anything you'll see on sci-fi as far as space type of thing goes.
Yeah. So,
like, people, anytime they talk about a movie like that, it's supposed to be bad, they always talk about these plot holes. But you never hear anyone explain what the plot holes are.
Like, they also said that it wasn't really a sci-fi movie, that it broke the sci-fi rules. But if The Spirit is to comic book movies what Battlefield Earth was to sci-fi movies, I'm going to love it.
I saw a new trailer that actually made me think it might be good, with Sam Jackson's in there, and he has a lot of lines, and he has, like, this gun with, like, eight barrels on it.
Yeah, he's the
octopus.
He has eight of
everything. That's pretty interesting. Seeing Sam Jackson, like, overact is enjoyable.
Yeah, it's fun as shit. He knows how to fucking have fun on camera.
Although Eve Mendes, I mean, she's attractive, but I just can't stand her.
I don't really find her that attractive.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think of her as an actress?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Any role she's been in, I'm sure there's someone better.
Definitely. Like, Ghost Rider, that movie was bad.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The movie Ghost Rider is bad.
I couldn't even find anything savable about it, especially
Donald Logue.
Yeah, but he gets killed. It pissed me off. He just disintegrated. Like, what the fuck?
Did you watch Max Payne yet?
No.
Donald Logue's in that, dude.
Murdered? Oh, yeah, I played the game, and it's the same character that gets killed. Did he get killed in the first 10 minutes of the movie?
No, not the first 10 minutes.
20?
I don't really... I don't know. Max Payne, it was awesome. But Punisher Warzone, alright? I fucking love the Punisher. I live with the Punisher every day of my life. I have two Punisher tattoos on me. I fucking know the Punisher. Warzone is a kick-ass fucking movie. It is exactly like going back into the 80s. Like, dialogue's awful. Dialogue is shitty as hell.
That's not a problem in a movie like that.
It's like, people were bitching about the movie actually being terrible and not having any substance, but you're going to see a guy who kills criminals, and he does just that.
The violence is a substance.
It's 100% violent. It's gory as shit. I put it up there with RoboCop.
What do you think they're going to do for an unrated version of that? Could it get any... Like, I haven't seen it yet, but...
If there is an unrated version, it is fucking going to be a masterpiece. That is going to be one of my favorite DVD purchases ever.
You know a woman directed that?
Yeah, and I followed it. I followed the making of it very closely, as I fucking love The Punisher. But yeah, dude, it is fucking sick. It is grotesque. It is comical. There's a lot of comedy in it, surprisingly, but it's real subtle. It's not like the type of comedy where you have, like, a serious movie with, like, Joe Pesci in it as a comedy fucking factor. It's not like that. It's
like
very
that part in Goodfellas where he's shooting at that.
It's very subtle. It is fucking, and when you pick up on it, it's not subtle enough that you actually have to try and pick up on it, but it's there, and it is hilarious. It's like they knew they had some bad shit in their script, and instead of trying to make it, like, fucking serious and then being flamed for it, they went the comedy route with it, and it's awesome. Everything about the movie is like being in the 80s. It's like a time machine. Like, it's fucking great.
Well, they kind of tried the more story-focused Punisher movies, like, twice before, so they might as well go for the violence one.
Yeah. I honestly think if you took the writing from the Tom Jane Punisher and the violence from the Ray Stevenson Punisher, put them together, you have a perfect movie. And unfortunately, we're probably never going to have another Punisher movie, because I'm the only one who watched it.
How was Newman as Microchip?
See, I love the Microchip character. They did exactly what Microchip needed to do in that movie, but I was left wanting more. I wanted more Micro.
Do you think they were kind of making a, kind of like a bid for a sequel with the movie? If it did well, and it probably didn't do well.
It didn't do well. It bombed terribly. It made less than Zack and Miri make a
point. See, now, I think there's a lot of people that need to apologize to Lionsgate. They said that, like, months before, they were like, they're cutting down the Punisher Warzone to PG-13. They're ruining it. They're raping it. They're sabotaging their own movies. And then it comes out a really fucking hard R. So
yeah.
These people need to apologize from the internet, but they won't. It's just like Midnight Meat Train. They said that they sabotaged that movie as well. But that movie's called Midnight Meat Train. That sounds like a gay porn.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not the only one who made that fucking connection.
The trailer looked good, but I couldn't even stand to watch it with that name. I'm sorry, but if you name your movie Midnight Meat Train and want me to take it seriously, I just can't do it.
Fucking, like, you know, like, honestly, they could give me money to make a movie, and I'll fucking give them something better, with a better title.
I don't know. I hear the movie was really good, though, but I just don't think that I can get past the title.
Yeah, fucking, like, Leech Park Radio Show.
That's not a bad title.
It's not even a radio show.
So moving on to something.
Oh, I have lots of shit to bitch about. I'm surprised it took 47 minutes with this microphone in front of me to get to it. But I fear that if I get on this, I'm just going to bitch and bitch and bitch. And then you're not going to have anything. It's just going to be there.
I'll chime in every once in a while.
Okay, so, alright. We will start with what I call the downfall of your hero. Roughly 6 months ago, I think it's a good idea to get a job. Alright? I don't know what fucking got in my head. I don't know what in my history with you people. Like, yeah, I'm sure you could go back to the radio shows and be like, oh, this guy could not fucking actually go out and get a job and work with people in society. Which
you
is
connections.
So. Which is why I live, which is why I fucking work underground. Fucking, so, I do that. Alright, so, step one, I go out, I get a job. Step two, I fucking cut my hair. That was a fucking mistake. Now I look stupid as hell. Step three, I fucking, suddenly, I have this fucking money, and I'm out, I'm actually going out, I left the couch, I quit watching cartoons for a while, I was actually doing shit, fucking, so I became social. Alright, and then step three led to step four, and that's carrying what I look like. Alright, and that suddenly, I'm metrosexual, according to Jason. Alright, and
well,
I took that as a fucking insult, but it was merited.
You were dressing kind of fucking metrosexual.
Hey, Andrew, I didn't say it didn't look nice.
And the thing is, the reason why everyone said that was because you were kind of flaunting, like, I look good, and, like, you look metro.
I was looking good, alright? But, alright, so that was
for the gay crowd.
Alright, whatever. Then fucking, so that fucking led me to that, alright? Which fucking led me to step five, and that was I dropped, like, 25 pounds. All right? I don't know where step six is, and I don't know what happened the last couple months, but let me tell you something. I'm fucking done, and I can't fucking stand myself. I hate myself. I'm back to my old fucking self. I got the hair coming back in. I haven't shaved in a while, even though I was going for, like, this thing, and I'm just saying, fuck it. All right? I'm back in my old fucking clothes. I fucking am eating a lot to make sure I gain that 25 pounds back.
That's a step you really...
I am fucking... All right? So, yeah, fuck you guys. I hate everything about the way I was, and I'm surprised, I'm really upset it took you guys that long to fucking be like, what the fuck?
Well, you were never around. You weren't doing radio shows. We would have been through this issue.
The reason this is the first, I am the reason there aren't any fucking radio shows. All right? So that really is really fucking, that's, it's me. It's on me. It's on my 1/4 Jew quarter fucking shoulders.
Well, our producer wanted to do a radio show without you, but I refused it.
Wouldn't have been the same, though.
It obviously wouldn't have been the same, and now I'm fucking back. Let me tell you something. I'm one fucking week away from quitting that shit-ass job, too. I am done. I can't stand it. I'm quitting. I'm gonna just accept the fact that I'm a loser and enjoy it. I'm just gonna get back to myself, alright? Now, in this fucking time, in between then and now, there's all this other shit. Like, fucking bitch, alright? Fuck you. You know who you are. Suck my balls. Secondly, there's fucking...
You can't just do that. Explain the whole situation.
There's not really a whole fucking situation. There's just a bitch who I can't stand. Whom I can't stand.
You know, you better start naming names.
And it's like, apparently I have a stick up my ass. Right? No, fuck you, dude. If I ever had a stick up my ass, it was you. And it's out now.
Wait, so someone led you on and then fucked you over, right? Is that what I'm getting at?
No, that's not actually what happened at all.
Well, then you kind of have to.
That is it. That's pretty much the extent. Is that bitch, me no likey. It's pretty much that fucking simple.
You have to.
Because I'm on the more. I told you if I was going to fucking rant, I'm going to rant. And I'm trying to rant. And you're not letting me rant.
Because I want to know what the hell.
I have more to bitch about.
I
want to
know what the hell I'm on here.
I have current plans
to
fucking.
You seem ashamed
of what happened. I have current plans to fucking leave. Go to Indiana, right? Fucking move on. Fucking. So. It's like, my cousin needs a place to stay. He's too fucking lazy to actually fucking look into an apartment. So I'm fucking nice and courteous enough. These fucking people have basically let me live with them for many years. So fucking. I'll let my cousin come up with us, alright? Fucking, there, done. I'm saving him a shitload of money, too, alright? So the other fucking night, I'm waiting for them to fucking pick me up after work, and they're late as usual, even though I pay for them to fucking pick me up. I give them gas money, they should fucking pick me up on time, but, you know, they always fucking seem to overlook that fact. So in this fucking time, fucking my cousin is fucking, you know, blah, 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 blah. He's constantly bitch, 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 bitch. And
which cousin?
Allison, okay, right? And in the time of bitch, 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 it gets brought up that my fucking aunt, whom kicked me out of the house a year ago, remember, this is the same fucking person.
The fat aunt that you know,
obviously
went to this big rant on here.
Yeah, so, like, fucking, it's like clockwork, came right back around, fucking, I had to do it, like, I felt like it hurt if I didn't, so fucking, yeah. So she's going off about how, you better not fuck Josh over. Fuck, Josh needs a place to stay. You don't even go to college. You don't even need to be there. Motherfucker, it's my house. It is my fucking house. I'm moving with two roommates who are my friends. Don't even fucking know Josh. Josh never had a place to stay if it wasn't for me. So fuck you. I almost punched everyone in the face that night. You don't even know. It's like, and normally, I don't take shit up with my aunt and uncle. But as soon as we got in that fucking car, I was yelling at that bitch. I was fucking screaming. I was fucking furious. Fucking... What the fuck? Oh, my God. I'm mad now. I'm flushed. I can't even fucking say anything other than fuck.
Where did they get the idea that you
exactly.
Were them?
Where did they get that? Shut up. Fucking... That's not the issue. All right? I'm not saying they don't fucking do me many favors, but the...
I'm not saying they don't do you
the
favors.
The fucking thing is...
But, like, he's more entitled than you.
It's my room. It's my room. Without me, there is no place for Josh to stay. It was never Josh's apartment. They were never going to give it to Josh and be like, oh, you know what? My best friend is your cousin, so we're going to give it to him instead. That was never going to happen. What happened was, fucking, there's a place open. You fucking can move here, right? You plan on fucking going to IUP. Well, it's two blocks away. Here, right? Just come up. It's like, you don't even have to pay for anything till May. Just fucking come on up. And that's pretty much what it was. And this was at a fucking time where I was, like, really fucking pissed at everybody. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. And I've been putting it off because I don't want to move up there. But now I really want to because I can't stand
this. Are you moving in with Ray?
With Ray and Fitty.
Insert gay joke.
Yeah, insert gay joke, whatever. I mean, obviously I have my own fucking bedroom and it's my house, too. It's not like you two sharing a room.
You're just gonna crawl into bed with Ray one night.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think it will
either.
You may
have your own bedroom.
Hey, shut up!
There's only one bed in the whole house.
Do you think you got 54 minutes? You can come chime in when I'm in the middle of a fucking rant.
Get me
off track. All right. So the fucking point is, bitch, that it was my fucking place, not Josh's. Never Josh's. I'm saving Josh a fuckload of money. He's not gonna pay for shit until May when we have to sign a new fucking lease. So
I think you're gonna get fucking tired of that really quickly.
I don't think I will. Josh and I have fucking basically shared a room for 6 years. So, I don't know. But his ass will be on the couch. That's my fucking bedroom. I have marble sheets. I like them a lot. Fucking, yeah. So, yeah, that's my fucking house. And I'm letting him move in as a fucking favorite. So, I'm gonna keep talking shit. I might have to fucking Wayne Brady you and choke a bitch.
What an outdated reference.
Yeah, it was.
How long has it been since Dave Chappelle was relevant?
The couch is a futon.
Ah,
yeah.
So that's where you sleep, in a futon.
What did happen to Dave Chappelle?
Who gives a shit? No one fucking cares.
I don't know. What happened to Carlos Mencia?
No one gives a shit.
Same thing.
I found myself enjoying a Dane Cook comedy special the other day.
No, really? Was it the old one?
Yeah, where he's standing and walking around. And there's some jokes.
That's when he's standing and walking around.
Instead of a big circle.
It's like,
okay, that's every one of them. He's sitting around acting goofy, whatnot. You know.
It's fucking stand up comedy.
It wasn't because it wasn't
it's
that
not funny. Was it the Comedy Central one? Or was it one of the ones on HBO?
I think it was HBO. It was on the Stash or something.
Yeah.
There's some good material in there, but there's also some dumb material.
Because the Comedy Central Presents Dane Cook was good. It drew me in. I became a Dane Cook fan. When I bought the fucking CD and watched all of this shit and listened to it, I was no longer a fan.
You tried to get me to listen to it one time, and I was like, this isn't funny. You're like, no, it is. I'm like, no.
It isn't. It wasn't. You were right.
Now that I'm not around these people anymore who constantly listen to Dane Cook and stuff, I can...
No, see, I don't let a fan base ruin shit for me.
I do, because you have no choice.
No, I hate the fan base. I still love Dark Knight. They have a fucking gay-ass emo fan base that is like, you know, fuck them. Fuck them.
The pirates. I know how to get rid of them.
The Somalian pirates?
Yes, I know how to get rid of them.
I was going to bring that up. I'm glad you did.
Listen, okay, here's what we do. We're the Navy SEALs. They sneak onto a boat likely to be pirated. They plant, like, you know, our explosives we own. Well, they put them on the boat. When the pirates take the boat, they blow it up, kill the pirates, blame the pirates for the boat explosion.
Okay, let me tell you why this is a stupid idea. First off, the pirates would just steal the boat. Now you're killing people. Not only the pirates,
no one will know, but the Navy SEALs are good.
But you're blowing up the people that were the hostages on that ship or whatever. They don't just toss them
overboard. No, you set them up. There's no hostages there.
Yeah. Unless
okay.
You don't care.
I see what
I've
you're
had
doing.
This discussion with someone before, and it must have been you.
Probably.
Because this is the exact thing.
Why bother setting this up? Why not just go under the pirate ship and kill them with a machine gun?
Because then people take the pirates more seriously and are willing to help stop them.
Yeah, and
so
suddenly they're martyrs. Suddenly they're martyrs. If the big bad America's gunning them down, that's bad public relations.
We could run the government.
But that's going to look suspicious if it blows up and they blew it up with themselves on it.
Yeah, well, they're Somalian. They don't know how to work explosives.
Hey, we could easily, our press, biggest press in the world, we could say, oh, they were hooking up the explosives and there must have been a spark.
Yeah, they're dumb.
That's how unstable this shit is.
Like, they don't speak English. They don't know how to read the manual. That's pretty much it. This is a good idea.
See, this won't happen with the Messiah in charge.
I think it's more likely to happen with the Messiah in charge.
That's fucking Barack Obama.
Barack. It's such a terrible name, Barack Hussein Obama. What a fucking terrorist-sounding fucking name for a president.
You know what's really funny is during the election, they were really pushing politics onto the kids in elementary school, and every day, my little brothers, who were fucking at the time five and eight, fucking, they're like talking about politics like they know more about it than us. It was fucking cute, but
that's because all those teachers
awful.
Are fucking dirty liberals.
Yeah, they are. Except for apparently my brother's teacher, because he was all for John McCain. Although I think it's because he's a racist. There's a lot of things that has led me to believe that he's a racist.
John McCain was pretty much a socialist too, almost liberal.
And basically it was like, my fucking little brother would be like, fucking McCain this, McCain that. And I'm like, do you even know who he's running against? And he's like, Derek Obama.
So, why are they pushing politics onto those kids? That's fucking stupid.
They can't vote because they want to get them early.
Yeah.
Oh, then next thing you know, they're probably still pushing that environmentalist bullshit, like the recycling bullshit that we had to go. Like, I remember recycling came around when we were fucking, like, in elementary school or whatever, when they got those blue bins in the classrooms. Turns out it takes you just as much, like, fucking resources to recycle as it does, although it doesn't crowd the planet. But I don't see why we can't shoot this shit into space. I know that's because, like, oh, now we're going to pollute the universe instead of our planet. Well, let me tell you this. The fucking universe is infinite. Okay, where's this garbage gonna go? Infinitely somewhere. Who gives fuck?
We could shoot it towards the sun.
Oh,
it's just
and then
explode.
Okay, then we'll do that, and then the Day the Earth Stood Still remake will come to truth, and Keanu Reeves will come down and say,
you know, that movie's nothing like the original.
No, yeah, it's about environmentalism instead of killing each other, which I kind of that's a sign of the times because in that time that was made, that was like the Cold War type of thing where we were gonna kill each other with nukes. Now we're polluting the earth.
That's one thing. Like, if you're gonna bitch, you gotta understand that the first one was hippie propaganda too. But it was as close to a perfect film as you could get. It was a perfect movie. It was so, and like, Keanu Reeves is kind of a robot, so he should have played Gort in the remake. It's like, I like Keanu Reeves and all, but if he's not, you know, like, stopping a bus or time traveling, he's kind of not doing it for me.
What happened to him? He went from Speed to The Matrix, both good movies, then he did the shitty Matrix sequels, and then he did all these other shitty movies.
Like
no one cares about. Yeah, I mean, he needs to like.
I like the sections he wasn't on screen.
By the way, he mentioned that they were doing like a Speed 3 or something. He's like, I do not want involved with this, but a Project Bill and Ted 3, I would love to be involved with. He said his idea was for the characters to be like grown up and they never really saved the world or anything. see, that's why I think he's a cool guy and he's taking these projects for money.
George Carlin's dead, so that just ruins the sequel.
So what? They're older now. Obviously, that character, Rufus or whatever, would be dead.
He's old and dead.
By the way, I got the VHS for that. I need to pop those in tonight and watch those.
Plot they could do, because without George Carlin, it's not the same.
It's fucking... Yeah.
I don't know, it's...
I think a fucking sequel would be way better than the remake that I was thinking about last year.
I remember that. It was going to be like a new, with like all these new slang and shit. I imagine it'd be some kind of internet... Mac fucking product placement bullshit.
I don't mind Mac.
Probably Justin Long would be somewhere in the movie as a fucking cameo.
He'd probably be fucking Bill.
No, he's not in movies like that. Like, the movies like that, like the whole fucking internet craze and shit, he always shows up in like some fucking, like as a cameo, not a main character.
He makes some really bad movies. Like, I'm talking like these really low rent redneck movies and shit. Like, I don't understand where... He's got an interesting career choices.
It's like he's in Die Hard, and he's in the Sasquatch Dumpling Gang.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome movie, but it's like straight to DVD. Three people watched it. One of them was me.
Yeah, oh, good for him, though, for doing stuff he wants to do instead of
who the fuck wants
stupid
to do
shit.
That?
I would want to do that.
Like, the Sasquatch Dumpling Gang is a fucking hilarious movie.
That's what I was talking about, by the way. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Because he's like a redneck retard in it. I knew exactly what you were talking about.
And his teeth are, like, it's just like, wow, this is the same guy like probably had multi-million dollars for that movie.
It's like, I'm Still Waiting comes out next year.
Wonder if that's going to be good.
No Ryan Reynolds. So I don't know. That's kind of sad.
So it'll be like that Van Wilder movie.
Well, Ryan Reynolds wasn't the main character. He was a supporting character, so...
In that movie, the sequel?
In Waiting, he was...
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But
like
Van Wilder, the title character is Ryan Reynolds. So to have Van Wilder 2 and not have Ryan Reynolds, it's kind of dumb.
Whatever happened
they
should
have just called it The Rise of Taj, the sequel to Van Wilder.
To Andy Milonakis.
Well, he found work in Still Waiting.
I know you didn't like him, but I love that show.
I can't, no. See, that show was good if you're retarded and you weren't born when I was born and seen it before as Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah, it's been done. I used to watch that, but this was so low budget that I liked it.
Because there's this fat black
you
guy.
You were just bitching about the internet craze being turned into popular demand. And that's exactly what the Andy Milonakis show was. He did that on the internet, and then MTV bought it. That's exactly what it was them, oh, this is popular on the internet. Let's fucking give it to the masses, the mass media.
See, I think, no one ever, I never met anyone who actually liked that show.
That's because
other than myself. So I don't know where this audience was.
Didn't Chad like it?
I don't know.
Speaking of Chad, his sister has been talking to me on MySpace.
The fat one or the...
Dude, I don't know.
The fat one, I guess. So it would be the older one, not the one you fucked.
Wasn't she the one...
not the child.
Not the one I married.
Wasn't she... Didn't you always say she was...
I haven't talked to him in months, and I don't even care.
Months? I haven't talked to that fucker in like a year.
You've been
I think it's been like August or...
I never said
July.
That.
I don't even care, because I just want to sever ties with him, because every time, he always calls my house when I'm sleeping, and then when I'm like, dude, I'm sleeping, like, when you call my house when I'm sleeping, you're like, alright, I'll call you later, because you know I'm sleeping, and he'll keep talking, and I'll be like, dude, I'm sleeping, and he's like,
well, if someone fucking wakes me up, I'm pissed. That happened to me fucking the other day. I'm fucking up till 6 o'clock in the morning, watching cartoons and shit. I finally lay down to go to bed, like an hour later, my cousin gets a phone call on his cell phone. They ask if Andrew is there. He comes upstairs, wakes me up. He's like, dude, this is like some guy named John. He's asking for you. And I was like, what? I was like, who the fuck's going to call me on Josh's phone, first of all? And they're like, hey, I was really tired. I don't remember the conversation while I was sleeping, so I might not even remember it right. But the story is, this guy named John, who works at a kennel, found something with my name on it. And that's pretty much all I can remember. He's like, hey, I found this fucking thing here. It's yours. And I guess he's like, sorry to wake you up. And I was like, dude, I've never been to a fucking kennel. I'm going back to sleep. And I hung up on him. So I don't know, like, it sounded like a cop to me. Like, honestly, the way this guy talked, he sounded like a cop.
I even that happens though.
I was like, I've never been to a fucking dog kennel.
Did you ever think maybe you're making, like, you're accidentally making this conversation up? Because that happens to me sometimes, where I'll get a call and I don't remember what it was, but I think I'm making it up, but I don't know if I am. Like,
that is what that guy said. There was more to the conversation that I don't remember, but that is what I pieced together. And I was just like, dude, I've never been to a fucking dog kennel.
So you're never going to see what it was?
No!
Where the fuck is a dog kennel?
Why would any information that I may have lost have my fucking cousin's cell phone number on it? Someone was obviously trying to fuck with me.
That's a pretty stupid prank.
And I wasn't onto it. I was just tired. When I woke up, I was like, someone was trying to fuck with me. But, yeah, dude, fucking don't bother me when I'm trying to sleep. That pisses me the fuck off.
We got these people that prank our house all the time.
I don't even want to call anymore. I don't even care.
So
I think it's karma.
Do you want to read the Chuka log?
I didn't really want to read it on the radio show.
I think we should read a couple pieces of it to sort of draw the audience into reading it. So a little backstory: Steve Chuka, this fucking asshole that went to school with us.
We've talked about his shitty book.
Has his fucking book out. You know, basically ruined me. And my creative...
You can read this because it's your work, not mine.
Fucking... I am an aspiring writer. This fucker is a published author. Like, one person bought his book.
The whole point of
it was... He basically paid for it to be published. Yeah. Nobody saw it and was like, man, I really gotta fucking publish this. It's gonna be the next Twilight.
Oh, by the way, let's talk about that for a second.
Did you
see that South Park episode with the vampires?
No, I didn't.
It was entertaining. But I don't know where this Twilight shit came from. Like, one day all of a sudden everyone's this Twilight fan, read these books and shit.
It's the emo culture.
And it's that fucking... It reminds me of, I don't mean to offend you, but the Harry Potter bullshit.
Harry Potter was a phenomenon. That fucking...
No,
started slow and grew.
What is something your aunt liked that you absolutely hated? Some kind of movie thing.
Pretty much every movie she's ever liked.
Some book that turned into a movie that was a big pop culture obsession or something for a little bit.
I don't know.
Was it The Golden Compass?
No,
I loved The Golden Compass, by the way.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it. We bought it when it was cheap.
I have a free movie ticket in there to see it.
It is fun. That movie is awesome. You know what? Fuck the religious people, because not one thing about that movie is at all anti-religious at all. But, yeah, so it's fucking... What did you do?
I just want to see fucking, if it was still going.
Fucking Steve Ashchuka publishes his fucking book, all right? And it's such a cookie-cutter fantasy novel about, oh, there's a fucking little hero who has to go out and save the world. And if you read the fucking, if you actually read the description of this book, it sounds eerily like The Lord of the Rings. Group of people have to set out to save a planet and shit like that.
Except
from
obviously not as well written or crafted.
Yeah, and instead of a fucking ring, there's a chaos bracelet
from Sonic. The Hedgehog.
yeah, exactly. So how about Mr. Creativity there? This asshole doesn't even know what symbolism means. And you know how I know this? Because I feigned an interview with this idiot. I got on to I went out of my way to find this fucker's fucking AIM. I went out of my way to create a fucking account.
We're going to post a copy of the log.
We have the full log where... See, the Andrew Christie method of fucking with someone is to gain their trust. Become their friend. Build up a relationship so that when you start to fuck with them, it hurts them that much more. Alright? And that's what I... That's
you're
what
not
going to
pull this on the...
That's what I do. Alright? So, the beginning of this, I'm pretending to be a big fan of his book. I've never read it. Mind you, and I'm just making shit up about the book. It's such a cookie-cutter plot that everything I made up, just from knowledge of fantasy...
So you're pretending to be a woman in this.
I am.
And that's why he kind of... And it's Mermaid Lover 69, and he's kind of like... He's kind of like hitting on you at this one point here. Don't listen to him. You can do whatever you put your mind to.
Yeah. But, so I just make shit up, and it's actually there. For instance, there's a part where I figure this is like some medieval novel, so these two characters were in a cave. I bring up that I thought these characters were fucking when they were in a cave. Mind you, at this point, I'm trying to fuck with him and saying that his characters are gay. And, like, he's not breakable, so... Sort of... It's such a cookie-cutter fucking plot. So... Right here, I said a character was a dyke, and then... I was like, whenever she was with that one chick, I thought Alina was gonna throw her to the ground and eat her pussy. Like, I didn't know she was ever with this other girl. And his response to that is, LOL, well, she is no ordinary princess. She does have a tough side to her. It's like, I was just making shit up, and this guy...
I got a rant about these fucking butch, feminist, tampon-throwing, like, lesbians. Like, you know Pink... Okay, that's what I'm talking about. These short-haired tampon, bloody tampon throwing, fucking in-your-face, fucking confrontational bitches, like this Pink bitch, the singer, and these kind of people just fucking piss me off. I just don't know what it is, but like, one minute they'll be like, yeah, I'm a woman, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden they're just in your fucking face, like, I'm a tough chick. I hate the tough chick. And that's like Michelle Rodriguez. She always plays that same fucking character in every goddamn movie where she's the tough chick character.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck Michelle Rodriguez.
But she never does the Heart of Gold thing. Like, they try to write it into a script for her. Like, I think they did on, what was it, Lost or something?
Yeah.
Like, I was reading, like, apparently she thought she was coming on to do the tough chick character and they wrote in, like, some sensitive side and she was all pissed when she found out about it. But it just irritates me to no end.
She was written off of that show because she's a fucking terrible person.
Like, there's this Pink song where she talks about this, you sleeping with your hand tonight, and...
Yeah.
And it's just... okay, wait, if you listen to this song...
You know what? The hand doesn't talk back, so it's better company than you, bitch.
If you listen to this song, she's just sitting in a bar, and some guy buys her a drink, and she gets all in his face.
Yeah.
It's like, you have... She bought you a drink being nice.
I don't want the drink. Give me the money.
You're proper bar etiquette is, if you don't want the pass, just say thank you and don't... And don't pursue it.
Yeah.
You don't get in the person's face like I'm some kind of sex object. I'm a woman. Well, excuse me, you're in a bar on a Friday night, and what the fuck do you expect?
Yeah.
If you're not with there with any dude, what the fuck are you expecting?
Who doesn't want free drinks?
So, though? In this interview that I do with this fucking idiot, he says, but anyways, I have to work early in the morning, so I must go to bed. Not like, hey, I gotta go, I'm tired. He's like, I must go to bed. Like, I must return to my quarters.
I must retire from the...
Yeah. So I'm like, wait, I have one last question. He says, all right. I reply, what was it like the first time you gave a little boy fellatio? He says, excuse me? I'm like, what was it like the first time you sucked off a toddler? Was it messy? He's like, I'm sorry, but I never did that, and I'm never planning to. Well, thank you for specifying that. It's not in your plan to fuck a toddler. It's not in mine either, but I don't give fucking taunting it.
And that's not to say you won't ever do it, because there could be a situation where you're...
I think if this guy was in a Saw situation where it was his life or, you know, sucking off a toddler, he'd suck off a toddler.
You're held hostage and you have no choice. You suck off my son or I'm going to shoot you.
He's like, I'm sorry, but I've never done that. You know, like, that's not what the about the author section of your book says. And he's like, where did it say that? And I was like, after the part about you losing your virginity to your father. And he's like, no, we're on the internet somewhere. And like, in a hard copy of the book. And he's like, well, I know it's not there. I've seen copies of my book, unless there's a misprint somewhere, because that's blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, they're really good. That's going to be a misprint. It's going to be a misprint. I'm going to go to Borders. I'm going to buy this shitty-ass book with the cover made out of fucking paint.
You should see this cover.
The fucking, we'll post it. And about the author, they're really going to misprint that Steve Chuka enjoys blowing children.
That's not a misprint.
that's not a fucking misprint.
A misprint would be like misspelling something or...
Like you spelled your name wrong, you fucking retard. And by the way, you need to learn what the fucking meaning of symbolism is. You guys who read this fucking log will realize he's a published author, but needs to go back to, like, second grade English and learn what symbolism means.
He's not a published author, so to speak. He's not Stephen King here. Although, by the way, there's a rant to be had about that son of a bitch.
It's like, and he's like, that must be someone else's bio. Yeah, in your book, I'm sure, right? And I was like, so yeah, you must have seen all copy of your lame-ass book, bitch. I wouldn't use your book to wipe my runny ass. So, yeah, I'm going to leave the rest of that for you to read, because I think it's pretty funny. But, yeah, so, this guy's a fucking retard, and...
Wait, he said that must be someone else's bio?
Yeah, he's like, that must be someone else's bio.
That's
like, why would anybody have that in their... Like, if I'm an author, and I want people to buy my book, I'm not going to put in the about the author section, lost virginity to father... Blue children.
No one's even gonna print that.
Yeah.
Not even in a joke book. They're not gonna print that.
It's like, you're really fucking stupid, and I can see why you work at Staples, you fucking retard.
I'd like to work at Staples or Best Buy.
Not under that asshole. He's the fucking manager.
But see, here's the thing about this place. You ever notice this about this place is like a Staples or a Best Buy? They always have air conditioning in the summer.
Yeah.
Like, really good air conditioning because it's like a computer store. I think that's worth the bullshit.
No. You just imagine working under him and how he fucking thinks he's towering above you because he happened to work there longer than you, which is why he's the manager, not because he's more qualified,
but because he worked there longer. Never gets over on anyone.
Yeah.
You would be there on your first day and you would be pushing him around.
You don't know. He might not buckle like a belt. He might fucking suddenly have balls.
Yeah,
like,
right.
For instance, when I tried to make him take out my lunch tray, he never would. I couldn't get him to do that. Justin Boyd, on the other hand, a.k.a. Private Boyd, let me tell you something about this nation's army.
Do you know about this?
When we let people like Justin Boyd into our army, there's something wrong with this country.
Rant. Okay, so I'm tired of this, the soldiers are heroes bullshit. Okay, maybe the people who were drafted in Vietnam or something and had no choice but to fight, those guys may be heroes, but when you get a $40,000 signing bonus, you're not a hero. You're doing your fucking job.
Yeah,
okay. We don't put people on the news for working in an office or something and getting shot in a school shooting or some shit like that.
Or how about when I get stabbed by a Mexican next week?
These people, you didn't sign up to be a hero. You signed up for the signing bonus, so do your fucking job. You're basically a paid mercenary. Don't come back to me expecting you to be put on CNN Hero of the Week for losing your fucking legs for something that you got paid to lose your legs for.
Yeah, and then don't even fucking complain about all the fucking psychological issues, don't exist.
Don't even think you'll be quartered in my house during wartime.
Well, the thing is with these soldiers people, we know people who fucking went on to go to the army. And
hold on a second.
What?
If you're gonna fucking... You're gonna say that? That they're not gonna be quartered?
Quartering? Right? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, it's in the Constitution.
And you're such a stickler for the Constitution.
Constitution.
It's like
the Constitution says
I would let a woman soldier stay in my house during wartime.
You'd rape her.
No, I wouldn't.
No, she's a soldier. You couldn't. She's a gun.
Like, I don't know. I just the last conversation I had with you about the Constitution, I thought you were dogging it. I was like, you can't have it both ways.
No, but
you're either for it or you're against it.
We know the people who went to the army from high school and stuff. None of these people were what you would call heroes or smart or good people or anything.
Or pretty or intelligent.
So think of these. The people you're calling heroes are the same dumbasses who almost flunked out of high school and were the same fucking retards with...
The unathletic kids wearing Under Armour. You know, like the...
I'm trying not to name names. I'm pausing here.
Like Justin Boyd.
And like a Damian Rimmel, who was just a drug addict and an alcoholic.
And Justin Beatty, who's really stupid.
These people were stupid. They're
very stupid.
Obviously, the reason they're going to the Army is for the signing bonus.
Yeah. And the fact
Justin Beatty's getting shipped over there, so he's writing his, like, farewell suicide note. Like, why do you even sign up if you're just going to bitch about it?
Yeah. Like, what's the fucking point? I know a dude who fucking has served 3 tours in Iraq, fucking served in fucking Desert Storm, completely normal dude, fucking loves killing people. Well, actually, he doesn't love killing people, and he actually killed somebody. He's not even part of, like, the infantry, and he's a medic, and he had to kill somebody, and he used it with a knife, stabbed the guy in the fucking throat.
That's
hardcore. That's fucking hardcore. He doesn't bitch about it. We don't talk about it in case he fucking goes psycho, but fucking...
Yeah, what is this,
He lives a completely normal life. He's a very rich man. He owns shit. People pay him rent.
What the hell is this psychological shit? And then they're saying, we're forgetting about our soldiers. From them coming back from war, we're forgetting about them. They're psychologically ruined.
This guy's fucking fine.
You know what? Take that $40,000 signing bonus and go buy some fucking mental care. Fuck you.
Yeah.
They should be buying stock. They're
Shut
too
up.
Low, and they would have the economy.
In my job, I wouldn't make $40,000 in 2 years.
All right. And on top of that, they're getting paid for... Like, okay, I understand the whole... You sign up for a tour and you get... taken over there for more than you signed up for, right? But you signed up for war, buddy. You knew there was war. You could see it coming.
Contract.
Yeah. You wanted the money, and now you're fucking... Now, bring... Like, they always bitch about George Bush. Bring the troops home. Bring the troops home. They went there themselves.
It's that easy.
He doesn't have any fucking responsibility to bring them home. They should bring themselves home or never sign up in the first place.
Kind of like me. See, like, I... didn't work for years. And now I go underground. That's my job. No, nobody shoots me. No psychological issues.
Not yet.
Outside of the fact that I fucking hate everyone there. You know what really fucking pisses me off? Is that for the longest time, they wanted to fire me. They couldn't fucking stand me. I was in trouble all the time for my attitude. Like, me, the character on this radio show, is me, the character in real life. All right, maybe if I knew you, I would be a little more personable, but I fucking hate everyone equally. And when I'm down in the fucking mushroom mines, and you're fucking picking, and it's dark, and everyone is fucking bitching because it's such a dismal fucking place to be, everyone's in a poor-ass mood, and everyone starts to fucking piss me off. And when I get pissed off like everyone else down there, I fucking, I let it loose, man. And they wanted to fire me for so long, but I was just good enough not to fire. Now I'm one of the best pickers on my fucking crew. So I can get away with anything. They will never fire me. Which really upsets me. Because I would rather be fired next month and collect unemployment than have to quit this month.
Oh yeah, they're jacking up unemployment, by the way.
Now's the time to get fired.
No, they're going even... They're giving you more money and for a longer, like, 8 months or...
No, it's
more
13 months.
13 months, yeah.
That's a year.
So it's like...
So I'm thinking of getting a job and getting fired.
You have to work for like 2 weeks.
Like, dude, seriously, check this shit out. Like, there's this fucking asshole that I work with. I don't know their names. I know names and I know faces, but I don't know them together. It's like I've worked there for almost 6 months and I don't know anyone there like that. And he's fucking... We get cheaters, right? And, like, the way you cheat in mushroom mine is, like, you'd mark more than you pick. And what it does is when they weigh it, it brings everybody's averages down. It makes everyone look bad. Doesn't stop people from doing it. Frankly, I don't give a shit.
That's probably what I would do.
It's almost impossible to be caught, because the only way of fucking catching you is to actually catch you marking it.
No, I'd probably
you
wouldn't do that.
You don't need to cheat, right?
No, I don't fucking need to. I got fast. I'm really good.
You're like, there to work.
Unfortunately, I'm now good at one of the fucking shittiest jobs ever. It's like, I was the person who, like, 6 months ago was, like, hating on the people hating me for being new. And on Thursday, we had a new kid on the crew, and I was like, look at this motherfucker. I bet that fucker's cheating. I bet he's not going to pick well. Our averages are down because of this asshole. I turned into that! It's like, I can't. It's like, you either quit at that job before you become good enough to be there forever. And there's no getting fired unless you just are terrible at life. And so, yeah. So, fucking... Where was I going with that shit? Fucking... With the fucking... Fucking cheating shit.
I don't know.
Fuck! Talk about something. Why?
I don't know. I don't like mushrooms.
What about the new Pepsi logo?
Yeah, I fucking hate mushrooms. But I picked them. Oh, yeah. Fucking this retard. Alright, this guy... This guy's like, nobody better be fucking cheating tonight. I'm gonna open up a can of whoop ass. Alright, and he starts fucking... And he was serious. And I stand up, I'm like, you couldn't open a fucking can of Spam, you retard. It was funny as shit.
Don't you have knives down there?
Yeah.
So knife fights could
break out. I would love a knife fight with this fucking
You'd
kid.
You'd probably lose.
Because I hate him.
You'd stab
yourself.
If you
wipe shit on the blade, it'll be
I'm very good with my knife. Alright, I fucking can work a knife now.
Okay, Jason, I want to talk about this for a second. He keeps bringing this up about how in Vietnam they put shit on sticks.
And jammed them in the high grass so you'd fall and step on them and get shit in the wound. And in Vietnam, you know, that shit, there's no reasonable medical service.
Okay, so I ask you this. Why not put fucking poison on it?
Shit
what good
acquire.
Does it do to have some infected soldier lying around? And then you get
they
infected.
They have to cut his leg off, usually, because they don't have the medical
big deal.
Treatment.
So he loses a leg. You don't take out an enemy.
He's not going to go back up there in the front lines. He doesn't have a fucking leg.
You don't know some of these people.
Dude, Vietnam was like 40 fucking years ago.
Who even cares about
you need to fucking move on. Move on with your life.
I'm just saying it's a great tactic.
I don't think we could ever do that.
I don't know if you even... If you even
no, we wouldn't do it. That's
paid attention to this, but what about that whole India situation where they had
the
hostages
terrorists
in a hotel?
Yeah. I don't give a shit. It's not fucking... It's India.
I like how they renamed Bombay, and that's exactly what it's become.
Like, see, I'm here in Pennsylvania.
What's going to happen is they're going to...
And nothing's blowing up, so I'm cool. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm not a hostage.
It was Pakistan. I know it was Pakistan. They're going to start some kind of war against each other, and there's going to be some nuclear bombs going off.
The first nuclear exchange in history.
We'll have to hide out in a fallout shelter for a little bit, just so
I'm
we don't get hit with any of that.
India.
But
I just got to go to work. I'm very far underground without proper breathing equipment, so I'm actually probably going to have hardcore cancer in my lungs next year. Because I don't think it's very well ventilated down there.
It's underground. I mean, ventilated, I don't think so. Are there any collapses there ever?
There are places that can collapse. My uncle was telling me about them. It's like, I don't work there, so I don't give a shit. I work in those sturdy conditions. There's a lake. There's an underground lake. That's
that
cool.
That sounds fun to drown in.
It was cool. I wanted to actually jump in and see how deep it was.
The hell's
probably in, like, dirty.
Is the water real dirty?
No
you
shit.
Can't, it's really dark. You can't tell. It's an underground lake. You gotta understand, when you're underground, there's no light.
Obviously.
I wear a fucking hard hat with a light.
A lantern, actually, because you're old school.
Yeah.
So, if you ever get... If a mine ever collapses on you, do you want to be like those fucking miners on TV all the time and get honored in a movie, or... they would never portray the Andrew character correctly, anyway.
No, I actually, they probably wouldn't portray the Andrew character correctly, but... As far as... I was thinking about this the other day, because I noticed the dust particles I was breathing in under my light... And I was like, huh, what is this? Like, is this place as dangerous as, like, some coal mines are?
I'd imagine.
And I was like, because, fuck, man, this I was never even, throughout my training crew, they didn't once teach me the fucking evacuation. I didn't know there was one. But we got done, like, an hour and a half early the other night, and we wanted to stay for fucking hours. And she's like, hey, I'll take you to go see the lake. And he's like, let's do the evacuation thing.
Run towards
that?
The light.
I was like, there's an evacuator? Like, what the hell is... Why must I evacuate? Is there some fucking backdraft fire or something that's gonna...
Were you training with the illegal Mexicans?
Oh, no, dude. They don't put us with the illegal Mexicans. The Mexicans have their own Mexican crews, too.
Imagine they don't teach them the evacuation drill.
On Fridays, I volunteer to work Fridays
every
now and then.
Do black people have a separate thing?
No, I worked with a black dude from Leechburg.
Segregation.
I worked with Lovelace's uncle, dude. Chad Lovelace, you remember him?
Yeah.
His fucking uncle is cool as shit.
Is he the guy that lives up in that really rich fucking looking house?
I don't know.
Like,
he's a huge black dude.
Some of you gotta know about our town. Some backstory here. There's the poor black community and the rich black community right beside each other. There's like these really mansion-y looking places with the black people living.
Statues
and then apartment. There's really poor rundown houses like right across the road in this little... It's weird how they have like a little mini black society up there. And you never see a lot of these black people, but they exist in this town.
But, yeah, dude, Mexicans are filthy. They're just really dirty. Especially when you learn this when you have to clean up after them, which is why I'm going to quit working Fridays. Because, like, Fridays you clean equipment and shit. And fucking when you really dread that Mexican crew. It's nasty. It's like their equipment is still, like, you could reach in to fucking grab a carrier and get cut by a fucking knife.
They put knives in the pockets?
Yeah, it's like this weird thing. Like, a carrier is like this fucking big-ass metal thing you carry it, and it has different fucking little compartments that you take off and clean. It's like there's supposed to be nothing in there. But the Mexicans, fucking, they tie their gloves to it, so you gotta fucking actually touch this glove that was on a